Senator Abraham Ribicoff told Ear Witness News that he would read WDRC's open letter into the congressional record tomorrow. Senator Ribicoff said the letter should be placed into the record as a national tribute to the late president. Senator Ribicoff tells Ear Witness News,
I've been deeply impressed by your open letter that appeared on Sunday. I think it's one of the most touching that I've ever read. It really catches the heartbeat of this country. Frankly, I think it ought to be shared with everybody in this country. And I'll be back in Washington tomorrow after my day in Hartford. And it is my intention to place this open letter into the congressional record for posterity and for everyone to read.
Due to the overwhelming response to open letter produced by WDRC Radio as an expression of sympathy from the staff and management of WDRC over the passing of our late president, John F. Kennedy, we now repeat this tribute.
Dear Mr. Kennedy, please forgive me for not writing sooner. I guess we've both been pretty busy. Me running my everyday life, and you being President of the United States. It really was up to me to write first, because you've been a lot busier than I have. What I've wanted to do, though, is to thank you. Thank you for being my idea of what a president of this country should be. Now, don't go getting any ideas that I've always gone along with everything you've said or done. Some things, yes. Some things, no. After all, none of us is perfect. I know I can say this to you because you never got real mad and held a grudge about things like that. I guess that's why people found it pretty hard to get very mad at you. Like I tell my kids, it's not always just what you do, but the way you do things, the way you treat people that counts. Speaking of kids, Mr. President, they're going to miss you. I know mine are. Oh, they're a little young, and they really don't know what some of the important things about being president are. My daughter always thought you were her idea of a pretty handsome guy. And my son, well, a Navy man, especially a PT boat man, is pretty okay. Oh, sure, that space stuff is pretty great, but who pulled him out of the water? Darn right. You know how these kids are. And the kids knew this, I guess. Heck, you even had my boy interested in history. And any man that could do that has to have something. I know I couldn't. As for me, well, there's so much to say because of the way I feel today, and I just don't know how to say it. Pictures keep going through my mind, like the way I always saw you trying to tuck your tie inside your jacket around those breezy airports or coming up to the microphone. Then I see you one minute up on the Cape in your old clothes, just like I like to be. And the next, looking straight on at Mr. Khrushchev at one of those high meetings. And your voice. I can hear it now. I can't get it out of my mind. Somehow, when I was watching you talk on TV, the sound of your voice always sounded like one of those recordings of famous voices out of past history. They had that same ring, and the words seemed like words I knew I would be hearing again someday. And so would my children, and theirs. And you know what? The time I was proudest of you was that time we came right up to the brink of a terrible catastrophe, and you talked to us about what might happen. And you stood there and faced it the only way an American should. To me, that was the greatest. Oh, I was plenty nervous in those few days, but proud of you as president and of me as an American. And now, what can I say? What has happened has happened. I'm so sorry that I could easily just lie down someplace and cry. I feel all swollen inside, like something wants to bust out. I want to take my feelings out on somebody or something. But at night, after all the radio and TV is shut off, and I'm away from these horrible, unfair, unbelievable few days, I get to thinking. I think about you and how you might look down upon this scene. What would you say? And the only line I can hear, and your voice is just as plain as day, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. And you, Mr. President, I don't think you ever even asked. You just did. And unto death. And I've decided to do the same. Not ask what I can do for my country, but to go about doing it. Oh, I'll never be president. I doubt I'll even make a local office. But I'll tell you this. I'll be darn sure I have something to say about who does. I'm going to start doing things to help run this great country of ours, Mr. President. You know what? I'm going to be doing it for you. God bless you. Signed, a friend.